Hello and welcome to the show. This is Scott Tuzina here of MetabolicMasterpiece.com, and today I am joined by Flavia Del Monte, the creator of Full Bodylicious. Flavia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. And first of all, before we get started, I just want to congratulate you on the amazing transformation that you went through. Your results were incredibly impressive. It was pretty mind-blowing what you were able to achieve during that time in your transformation.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, what I'd like to do is kind of pick your brain today about the mindset, what kind of went on through your head throughout this whole transformation. Kind of talk about the journey rather than just the end results. And first of all, let's start at the beginning of your journey. You were already looking really, really good prior to this transformation, even 18 months before it, when I saw your engagement photos and everything. What was the thing? Was there something that inspired you, intrigued you to kind of take your physique to the next level?
Thank you, by the way. I think the fact that I was coming out with a product, I wanted to push myself as far as I could possibly go. And one of the biggest influences is that people thought that I was just naturally thin. So even though I worked out all the time, people would just automatically assume that I was naturally thin. And I wanted a physique that people knew that I went to the gym, you know, that fit look. I wanted to have some muscle definition. That was probably my biggest motivator. I wanted people to say, you know, when my husband, Vince Del Monte, he has muscle, and everywhere that we go, people are like, oh, wow, like you're so fit, you know, you work out. And I think, you know, nobody would really say that to me. You know, they might say, oh yeah, you look good, but you're just naturally like that, right?
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that people knew that I worked out. I wanted that fit, you know, fitness model type of look.
Right. Now, yeah, I mean, it's kind of frustrating, actually, when you're in good shape and you're working your butt off, you're working pretty hard to maintain that shape, for someone to say, you're just genetically gifted, you got it easy, you just always look like that. And, I mean, 18 months ago, or engagement time for you and Vince, that you've been heavier than that in the past as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, back in 2004, I weighed my most. Actually, I was 28% body fat. So that was a changing moment back then, when I actually went and got everything checked out, seeing, you know, my fat percentage ratio, and that was my worst. And since then, I've been getting better. So every year, it's I always challenge myself to get a little leaner and more defined.
Fantastic. So from that point back in 2004, you started working hard, changing your body, looking better, looking really good. And then when you took it to this next level, I mean, you've made no, you've not hidden the fact that it's a lot of hard work to achieve this physique. So you're already working hard, and then you went to the next level and worked extremely hard to achieve around the 13% body fat mark and just a chiseled, flawless figure. What were some of the really challenging moments that you experienced during this transformation? Were there times where you just thought to yourself, like in a temporary moment, that, my God, I don't know how I can continue this, I feel like stopping? And what were the things that you did to kind of overcome those thoughts?
There was more than one moment for sure. I can remember being about 15% body fat. So I had lost maybe, you know, over Christmas, you tend to kind of pack on a little bit more weight. Well, I did anyway. And, you know, I was knowing that January 1st, I was going to start this transformation. You know, you kind of are a little bit more lenient. So I gained some weight. And so I had dropped down to 15% body fat probably at the end of February. And going from 15% body fat to 13% body fat is so tough.
Yeah.
Going from a lean state to an even leaner state, I remember sometimes maybe crying a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried a couple of times. You know, I'm so emotional, and I just remember thinking, like, I don't want to do this. You know, if this is what this is all about, I don't care. I'm not going to do this. And there was moments of weakness for sure, but I'm a pediatric nurse, and I've seen really horrible things. I've seen kids that can't walk. I've seen, you know, so much sickness. And every time that I have a negative thought or a weak thought, I think of how lucky I am that I can even push myself. So I literally would think of, you know, certain people that I know that don't have the opportunity that I do. And it just, I could just push through it when I thought of how lucky I am that I'm in the gym, I'm working hard, you know, I have lots of time to myself to transform my body and, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself. And I just pushed through. And another thing that really helped was that I hired a trainer who, you know, I wanted somebody that could help me, you know, help motivate me. And he kept calling me Flavalicious. You're Flavalicious. You're Flavalicious. And I thought, okay, if I expect my, you know, customers to push through this program, then I have to make sure that I, you know, am in the trenches as well. And, you know, so that I can look back and say, hey, I've been there. I know what you're feeling. That's okay. That's good. That means that you're losing a lot of fat, you know? So
very cool.
That's definitely what pushed me through.
Fantastic. Yeah. It is amazing how you take on a new attitude, when you kind of, you give yourself not really a persona, but like for me, I use the word unstoppable a lot. I'll just tell myself, you're unstoppable, you're unstoppable. And just it flips a switch in my head and my attitude completely changes when I think about that. And the same, I do something very similar during moments of weakness or even during a workout where I think I've given enough effort during a set. And I'll think of someone, there's two people in particular that I think about who have some physical disabilities who they've been able to completely transform their physiques and how they've been able to push through some of the exercises. And I'm amazed at how when I get that thought in my head, I can do two or three more reps when at one point I thought, there's no way I could do that. So yeah. Very, very good tips and advice there. Now, did you find it more challenging, the moments of weakness? Was it in regards to nutrition, or are there moments during the workout where you're just completely exhausted, or is it a combination of both?
It was a combination. I think mostly nutrition. Getting down to 15% wasn't too bad. You know, it was just healthy eating. But then when you're really lean and you're trying to get even leaner, you really have to cut calories. So I think it's some hormonal aspects that go on there, especially, you know, for women, that our hormones go a little bit nutty if we drop too many calories. But I can remember sometimes during my workout just thinking, like, I absolutely cannot do any farther, you know. And but the funny thing is that when you do push yourself to the point that you can't go any further, you know what that point is. So you know that you're not there. So even though in my head I'm thinking, I absolutely cannot go any further, in my head, I actually did know that I could, because I've gotten to that point. So it's kind of like, I know that I can go further. So you have to, like, just do it.
Right. I love it, man. I love it. I love the enthusiasm there. And that kind of leads me to my next question. As challenging as it is, and these difficult moments that we experience, did you still find this journey very enjoyable? And what were some of the most enjoyable moments throughout your transformation?
Yes, I found it very enjoyable. For the most part, I was in Florida during this transformation, and I was at this gym that had a lot of fitness competitors, and I had so many comments, people coming up to me, oh, so when's your show? Like, you're looking great. You know, you're really changing. I saw you, you know, 6 weeks ago, and you're looking great. So that was one of the most enjoyable parts. I'm like, oh my gosh, people are saying that I look fit, that I, you know, look like I work out. Finally, oh my gosh, I was so excited. That was very enjoyable. Another enjoyable part was, you know, having my husband, you know, comment saying how, you know, amazing I looked. And waking up in the morning knowing that I know how to transform my body was quite an amazing feeling. I would wake up and think, oh, I get another opportunity to go into the gym and, you know, get even fitter today. And also, you know, on Mondays I would do pictures and I would check my measurements and everything like that. So I would always keep in my mind, okay, I wonder what I'm going to look like on Monday. Like, okay, I really have to push myself because I want, you know, this aspect to change and I want that aspect to change. So it was enjoyable seeing my body transform from week to week. And I was actually excited waking up knowing that I could go into the gym to continue the transformation. So I thought I was kind of, that's when I figured, okay, I'm liking this way too much. I think this is what I meant to do, because right. I would wake up excited to go to the gym and, you know.
It is different. It's amazing how we experience that shift in mindset. And I think the greatest motivation is seeing your body transform. You can look at a lot of other external forces, but yeah, when you can wake up every morning excited to check yourself out and see how you look, how did I improve overnight dramatically? But you, the little changes, it becomes fascinating. And I'm kind of going through, I'm absolutely not kind of going through the exact same thing right now, where I think of my body as a gift right now. And I really want to lift my potential. I'm sick of settling for what I had. I just become more and more fascinated each day. I'm like, I see an improvement. I'm like, what can I improve next? And it's almost
an addiction, but it's a good addiction.
It is. Yeah.
Because it's healthy.
Yes.
So another thing that I really liked was going and buying clothes. Buying bathing suits. I remember I went to a show that they sell figure bikinis, and I actually went in to get some shoes for my photo shoot, but I'm like, you know, there was a bunch of girls trying on bathing suits, so I was like, I'm going to go try some on. So I tried some on, and, you know, they're all like, oh my gosh, like, you know, are you in this show in 2 weeks? And I'm like, nope. So that was really fun. Just going in and seeing, you know, what can I fit into? Can I look like a figure competitor or, you know, a bikini model? Let's see. So that was really fun too.
Do you have any desire to do anything like that competitive?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a really touchy subject because of my in-laws and my family. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really fun. I think competing with my husband would be a lot of fun. I just don't think that their mindset, they don't have the same. Me being in a bikini up on stage in front of a ton of people, it just doesn't sit well.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
Right, right.
So it's tough. I'm not sure if I'm going to get there or not.
Yeah. But I find, I'm a little bit inspired. I got a little bit of the bug set. I mean, I never ever thought of competing before, but seeing Vince, the success that he's had, it's the bug is planted in me that maybe one day, but I find I get just as excited about a photo shoot. And that's been my thing, just scheduling the photo shoots and monitoring my progress as I go along. So to me, that's just as exciting as competing, and I'm competing with myself rather than a bunch of people on stage.
Yeah, actually, Vince and I were talking about maybe doing photo shoots, you know, once or twice a year, and just, you know, having those two deadlines just to always, you know, keep us motivated and keep us, you know, working hard. That would be a great, I think, contribute, you know, to our relationship and to our physical goals. So, definitely photo shoots. They're great. I had a really fun time doing photo shoots.
Yeah, it is exciting. I'm thinking I'm going to be doing the exact same thing every 6 months. I think that gives you plenty of time to see good change in your physique in 6 months. And I love the way, especially doing it as husband and wife, it's beautiful. Like it's a way to capture a moment, capture your success, your life together. There's so much. It's like all the rewards captured in one image. I find it very, very rewarding.
Yeah. I've said to Vince, look, we have to take some photos and show our children. Look, your parents were hot.
They'll still never think that.
when we're old and, you know,
yeah.
Like, look, see, you're hot.
Mom and Dad, you're gross. That's what you'll hear later in life.
It's a good inspiration for our kids, though, to be fit, too, I think. So
I got to tell you, it's the most rewarding thing ever. Seeing our kids imitate the actions that we do and see them take pride in their bodies and their health is the most rewarding thing that I have ever experienced in my life. So it's being a positive role model like that is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, I want to ask you kind of maybe a personal question. Did you ever step in front of the mirror? Did you catch yourself stepping back, checking yourself out, and critiquing yourself, looking for any flaws that you might have, areas that you need to improve, maybe sculpt your shoulders or butt, or there are certain areas that you needed to improve more than others? And were you able to be critical of your physique without beating yourself up in the process?
Yeah, I definitely, I looked in the mirror quite often, actually, especially at the gym. I mean, you're surrounded by mirrors. It's a perfect time to check yourself out and see what areas need improving. But I actually took it on a really positive note, because I've noticed from previous transformations, when there's areas that you need to work on, it means that you're actually getting leaner, because you can actually see the areas that you have problems with. So I liked it. There's times that, you know, parts of my body, I'll say, for instance, my thighs, like my inner thighs, and like I looked at them, I'm like, oh my gosh, they look horrible. But it was just because certain parts were losing fat and certain parts hadn't gotten there yet, or had more, you know, to lose. So they almost looked unbalanced and they looked weird. And you know, for a moment it's like, ah, but at the same time I knew, okay, that's good. That means that, you know, fat's going off of them and it's just going to take a couple more weeks or, you know, some more hard work, and then it'll come off too. So I actually really liked when I saw problem areas, because that means that still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah. It broke up a little bit, but yeah, I got the gist of it. And yeah, that's, a lot of people really don't realize the true shape of their body until they start releasing that fat from themselves and start to see the actual muscle underneath it. So it does become very exciting to look at areas and see where you need to improve, but also realizing that when you shed fat from certain areas, it'll improve over time, and yeah, you just gotta keep working at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Now, I saw your face light up when you were sending a message to a group of us at one point when you're talking about your abs, and you're like, it's almost like you couldn't wait to lift your shirt up and show people the hard work that you earned there. It's very obvious that you're quite proud of the achievements that you've made, the body that you've been able to sculpt. How has this journey changed your mindset? Has it boosted your confidence? Has it opened up doors to new opportunities? Has it just made you realize that, I mean, your potential is even higher than you ever dreamed of before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's made me so much more confident. My abs, one of the things that I've always wanted was to sit down and not have rolls. I think being a woman, I've talked about it with my friends since we were in high school, you know, like just sitting down and having a tight stomach and the rolls not falling, like going over, you know, you're always trying to find different positions that, you know, your stomach looks better. And I remember going to the beach and just, you know, kind of leaning back on your arms so that you're not sitting straight up, because, you know, the fat will roll over. Like, it was just stupid. And for years it was like that. You know, you don't want to sit certain ways because your fat's going to, you know, roll over this side or that side. And so seeing my abs actually go from, you know, not just flat, but to actually have nice abs, I was very proud of myself. And I realized that I could achieve way more than I even gave myself credit for. So confidence, absolutely. I think it's kind of funny. I can't say that I would go to the gym and look at girls and be like, you know, have a negative thought towards them. But I find, you know, sometimes you get jealous and you think, oh, like, you know, look at her, like, oh, yeah, whatever. But I find now it's so different. Like, now I go and I'm like, oh, wow, she has great arms, or she has great this, or, oh, I want to go help her, and it's weird. It was like a total different, it's a total mind change. It's, instead of being, you know, jealous and insecure, you know, you're confident and you just want to help others and, you know, instill confidence in people. And I think women in general have such a low self-esteem, and I just, having that confidence, it speaks volumes in every area of your life. You know, it helps even in our relationship, you know, with Vince, and he's surrounded by good looking women all the time. And it's nice. You know, I went to the contests, the fitness contest that he was in, and I felt okay walking back there, and all these women in bikinis look amazing. And I felt okay, you know, like I felt good walking back there. I wasn't, you know, looking at them thinking, oh my gosh, I hope that my husband's not, you know, looking at them, or, you know, it's a totally different mindset in every area just to have the confidence. It's a great feeling.
Right. I'm going to go back to what you touched on at the beginning of this about the roles in the stomach. And yeah, you can look fine standing up or leaning back. And a lot of people will see us, you look good. You're looking good at this point, even though you're lean, but you can still be self-conscious. And that difference between looking good and looking amazing, I mean, I think the shift in mindset that goes on your head in your head is, it's absolutely huge. Because I know even myself, I experience the exact same feelings. If I have to bend over and tie up my shoe and I see just a little bit of a roll over there, I get a little self-conscious about that. And I think other people who look at us might not realize that, I mean, hey, we're just like you. We worry about, we have concerns about our physique and everything, but it's just going to that next level and wiping that out. It's like night and day confidence for me, going from good to great. Now, one last question before we leave here. What was your biggest learning experience from this whole transformation that you went through?
That hard work really pays off. I think I've learned that pushing yourself to the point that you want to give up is really the only way to do things. Like I've said, I've worked out hard before, but pushing yourself changes your mindset, changes your body. You know, I used to think, okay, so I'm pushing myself now and I don't want to lose muscle, so I'm just going to stop. And I think it was a lot of fear because I didn't know how I was going to react if I pushed myself too hard, you know? And I think a lot of fear held me back from really achieving a different level of fitness before. But I think now I realize, you know, I would start off in my sets and think, well, I'm not going to overdo myself because then I won't be able to finish my sets after, which is such a silly way to think. Now it's like, no, I'm going to give it my all. And if I have to stop my workout, that's awesome. That means that I've pushed myself so hard. Like, that's great if you can't finish your workout. So hard work. Hard work pays off. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think there's any magic tricks. Working hard pays off. That's definitely the number one thing that I've learned.
That's a great point, because so many people try to pace themselves during the workout when really you should be giving every rep of every set everything that you've got and complete focus and intensity. Fantastic. Flavia, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. This has been killer. You've delivered some great advice. It's been great to kind of to dig deeper into the whole transformation that you went through. And once again, congratulations on your transformation. Congratulations on putting together a killer program as well. Full Body Licious, I'm telling you, I am incredibly, incredibly impressed with what you've put together there. Very serious training. I love the exercises, love the routines that you've put together. So any woman out there who is looking to carve their physique, sculpt a great body, kind of take their transformation to the next level, I highly recommend that they check out Full Body Licious, and they definitely won't regret it. A lot of unique exercises and unique ways to challenge your body. So go check that out, and thank you once again, Flavia. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Bye.